This morning, I've got Catherine Friedel, Rebecca Heaton, and Linda Moyer with me. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're here to talk to us about the Big Read. Catherine, you work at the museum, is that correct?
I do. I'm the education coordinator for the Sheldon Museum. I've been working there about 6 years, and also recently have been a grant writer for the museum, trying to bring in more funding.
And that involves the Big Read. What is the Big Read?
Absolutely. The Big Read is a program to inspire people to read more and to really enjoy reading more, especially just relaxing and enjoying a good book and just about at any time of the day. So we're finding that there's a lot of people out there that are spending a little bit too much time in the front of the television set, or in front of the video games or whatever.
Or in front of the radio.
And they're really missing out.
Better than TV anyway.
Yeah, they're really missing out. So the Big Read is actually a program from the National Endowment for the Arts and also a part of the Institute for Museum and Library Services and even sponsored partly by Arts Midwest.
Rebecca, you work at the Haynesboro Public Library.
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
Well, pretty much, it's kind of amusing because we actually tried to do job descriptions and it was very difficult for me to figure out what I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do so much. I'm kind of like oozing in all the cracks and just I do the ordering and I do the conservation work on the books. And of course, there's always watching the front desk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've kind of taken over some of Linda's duties doing the signs and whatnot. I mean, it's kind of, you know.
Kind of a catch-all spot. Well, that can sometimes be the most important one.
It's kind of a hard spot sometimes. I see somebody else coming in and doing their job, and I think, why can't I just come in and do that? One that, you know?
Why a Big Read? Why do we need to do this?
It was a concern, you know, for the library, the major library institutions. They were very concerned to see the numbers when it came time to check out who was reading and who wasn't. And what they were discovering is less and less people were reading, and they got concerned that it would stop altogether. You know, librarians are big on reading, so they, mm-hmm. of course, that's the way they focus on things. And so they thought, well, what can we do to make it happen? And so the why is that to get people to read, that they're worried it's going to stop.
You're focusing mostly on these junior high kids, but you're talking about, you know, adults too, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when they talked about the demographic that they're heading for, it's people actually out of high school. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're reading in high school. It's required of you.
They make you do it almost every day.
Exactly. Yeah. And they make you read the good literature. Mm-hmm. What they're talking about mostly are the people out of school. Mm-hmm. So, of course, these programs that we have at the library and away from the school are very important for that reason.
I know I go to the library a lot and check out videos or DVDs, and I hardly ever check out books. And I always feel kind of guilty in there because I know that some librarian's looking at me like going, why don't you read something? Let the truth be known. I have lots of books at home.
Okay, there it is.
I have boxes and boxes of books, and I read a lot. I don't need anything.
I'll tell all my coworkers.
Well, any who might be worried, I'm sure there's none that are worried about me, but in particular. Linda, you work at the school, and what do you do there?
I'm the library and media assistant at the new school library.
What does that mean?
I'm basically assisting like Sam McFeeters, who's the computer person, and uh-huh. then all the teachers to enrich their curriculum and to expand what the students are learning in the classroom.
Like reading more books.
Like reading more books.
Okay, great.
I'm always about that.
We're talking about the Big Read. What kind of activities is the Big Read going to involve here in Haynes? What can we expect in the near future?
Well, when Kathy wrote her grant, she came up with a lot of really great activities. We're going to have a kickoff event, and Tim Shields is working with junior high kids to do a reader's theater. And then they're going to go on the road. They're going to go to Cluckwan. They're going to go to Mosquito Lake School. They're going to go to the museum. They're going to go to the Haynesboro Public Library. And, of course, they're going to go. They're going to appear also at the finale, which is on February 9th.
Okay.
And we're hoping for the governor. We're shooting for the governor. So, And we're going to have
I know that there's a particular representative that lives in town. You can even get his local phone number.
We are going to be inviting Mr. Thomas. Certainly he is on our list.
Sure. Okay.
We're going to have a bread baking activity. Because
bread's good.
Because food is a very important part of this novel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have local people in the community reading at the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a roundtable discussion. A number of book groups in town are reading this book. So in February, they're all going to be invited to the library to participate in a roundtable discussion. I'm going to be recording the high school discussion that Renee Martin's leading with her class, because her class is going to be reading this book. So really a lot of great activities going on.
All happening in pretty much a short time, too.
Very.
When does this officially kick off again?
Friday the 4th. About 7 o'clock at the Haynesboro Library is our kickoff event, yes.
Also, you had given me an audio program earlier that we're going to be airing over the Christmas holiday. Tell us a little bit about this audio program.
Well, if anybody knows Garrison Keeler and Prairie Home Companion, he's the narrator, along with some other people, on this audio CD that came with our program. And he does a fantastic job just talking about the book and how much he enjoys the book. And of course, he relates to it because the book is based on the late 1800s in the Midwest and Nebraska. And of course, he loves to talk about the snowstorms and blizzards that are occurring during the adventures of Jim and Antonia, who are two young children at the start of the book. And of course, they grow up throughout the book and become adults at the very end. But it's their adventures and of course, all their friends and families and neighbors. So from one event to another throughout the book. But Garrison Keeler loves to tell about that, and as well, again, as I say, others throughout the CD.
And I have heard the CD, and it's interesting, so people should listen for it over the Christmas holiday. We'll be airing that here on KHNS. And now, again, the book itself, why this book? First of all, I guess I'd have to ask, I've got the grant writer for this whole program and two librarians here, so I assume we've all read this book already.
Absolutely.
Everybody except for me, once again, but I'll have to get involved.
Highly recommended.
Right. So why this book?
Actually, I chose the book because I grew up as a farm girl in Illinois. I spent most of my life on a farm in Illinois. So when they had the list in front of us and said, pick one, which, you know, there was quite a selection.
Sure.
But I picked that one because of my childhood memories, and I'm very glad I did.
So the Big Read is a nationwide program, although it's not everywhere. I noticed in some of the information, the press release here, that it was 127 communities that are involved. And of course, there's a lot more libraries than that in the nation. So it's a fairly limited amount.
Well, it's a brand new program. It's only been going for 3 years. And so right at first, they only had, what was it? I mean, 8 libraries. I don't know, some really small number. And it's been growing, quite dramatically since then.
So all the different programs, all the different communities could potentially have different books then. It's not just this one book across the board.
And they do. And we went to an orientation meeting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we met with a lot of the different community members throughout the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they have selected, again, several different classics. With some, there was maybe 4 or 5 towns that chose My Antonia, but it was quite a wide selection.
16 books.
Thanks. 16 to choose from? What were some of the other books? Does that
come to
mind?
I do want to mention The Maltese Falcon was one of them, which I feel is a real easy sell, but that's neither here nor there. They also had To Kill a Mockingbird.
Sure.
And Fahrenheit 451, Bless Me Ultima.
Grapes of Wrath.
Something by Mark Twain was on there, which I can't remember. Oh, Huckleberry Finn.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I've read all but two of those books, and one of them being the one we're talking about. So I guess I'm not doing too bad then.
You're doing pretty good.
But even if it was some of those books, I'd be willing to read them over again. I mean, all the books you mentioned here are great books. Is this an annual thing? Will it be happening every year? Like you said, this is the third year it's happening. Is it something we'll be doing every year here?
Good point. They've already contacted me and asked me to submit another grant for next year. So we have to agree on this. We haven't even talked about it yet because it's just a brand new idea. But they want to encourage communities to continue this on an annual basis. Of course, we can choose a new book. We don't have to stick with the same one next year. We could do a different one, like the Maltese Falcon, so that, which is a great idea.
Right. Now, with all these activities going on, and I know you want people to read the books, but do you want people to get involved in other ways as well? Are you looking for volunteers for some of the programs?
We definitely are. And again, the goal isn't, you know, just to read My Antonia, which we, of course, we hope a lot of people do. But the goal is to inspire reading. So, for example, we are looking for volunteers to read to the seniors at the Senior Center on Wednesday afternoons, every Wednesday in January. And of course, we'd like for them to start off with My Antonia, but we want them to also talk about the books they love, mm-hmm. and to get people interested in reading other books as well. So, and then of course, you know, volunteers for refreshments during our opening ceremony and our closing ceremony, our bread baking activity. We're having a art contest at the museum, and of course we want to get a lot of local people involved in that. And of course we're going to need judges and volunteers for setup and takedown. So this is a huge community event involving all of the community, again, young and old,
running over the course of just over a month too. How are you supposed to keep track of all this stuff? There's going to be some kind of schedule I could like staple to my forehead or something?
There'll be a schedule that you can cut out. The schedule will be in this week's paper.
Okay, great. And we don't have to staple it to our foreheads. We could just probably put a magnet on the refrigerator or something.
That was my idea in the design, yes.
Okay, cool. That's great.
Well, one thing I'd like to add, of course, part of the grant too is to build it into what our community already does and has been doing for a very long time. And we are a really large on subsistence in our community. Many, many people rely on that for their way of life and to feed them throughout the winter. Mm-hmm. So subsistence also is culturally a part of the Tlingit culture and has been for a very long time. So just building that strength of subsistence way of life and how it relates to, you know, struggling on the prairies of the Midwest back in the 1800s, and just to make that connection. And of course we're going to do that during our Tlingit language classes on Tuesdays and have guest speakers come in and talk about that and tell some stories.
I think the Tlingit people were living subsistently just a few thousand years before the 1880s, if I'm not sure exactly what the number is.
Absolutely. Long time.
No, I'm sure. Pretty sure they had a cars down the road.
A car.
I look forward to seeing a lot of people at the library, and I'm hoping there will be a spillover, and that then we'll see them that much more on, other matters.
Are there a lot of extra books in town of this copies?
Oh,
of this book?
We have a lot of my Antonias. Yes, they're out there. If you need a copy, you just let us know because we've got them.
And reader's guides. We have boxes of reader's guides that were provided by the granting organization. Arts Midwest sent us reader's guides and CDs, teacher's guides, which are being passed out. So there are a lot of materials to help people get inspired about the book.
And I think I even heard the local bookstore bought a few extra copies as well, or cases or something.
Yeah, Tom and Liz have been really good in supporting this effort. And their book group actually is going to be reading it too.
So. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
We just want to thank all the people that are already out there reading the book. We've already inspired quite a few people, and the community support for this has been fantastic. And we're very excited to get some of these events going.
All of these events going on, all the volunteers you're looking for, if people have questions, they need more information, or maybe they want to volunteer for one of these items, can they give any one of you three a call?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what would those numbers be?
Of course, Catherine Friedel, or just the Sheldon Museum, 766-2366. And just about any time, we're there from 9 to 5. And, yep, we have a lot of information to share.
Okay.
And then, of course, they can ask for me, Reba or Rebecca, at the library. And if I'm not there, they can leave a message, of course. And the number there is 766-2545.
And they can't call you because...
My library isn't ready yet.
Your library isn't ready yet.
No, but I'm looking for volunteers to help me on December 27th.
They could just stop by.
They could stop by.
I could stop by anytime and volunteer their time. And again, when is the opening? You've got this opening event.
Friday, January 4th, 7 p.m.
And that's at?
The Haynesboro Public Library.
Okay, great.
Well done, Linda. All right. Well said.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.